This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Clayton Hester. On Monday, Southeast Missouri State University released its Protect the Nest plan in preparation for students' return to campus. To get more information about the plan and the context around it, I spoke to Southeast President Carlos Vargas. What people and concerns came together in order to create the Protect the Nest plan that we have now?
Well, this plan is a result of a number of conversations we've had across the campus from the beginning of the spring, when we actually had the pandemic hit us. So we had a group of individuals on campus start planning on how to respond to some of the challenges that the pandemic posed to us. And so we started in middle of March or something like that, right before the spring break, these conversations started. We activated what is called the Emergency Operations Center. And within that Emergency Operations Center, there is an emergency response team, which is a group of about 25 individuals representing many different areas in the university who come together and address specific challenges related to whatever emergency they're dealing with. In this case, of course, was the pandemic. So that group has been meeting since that time nonstop, in some cases multiple times a week, to try to respond to the situation, situations that emerge that require our decision, or to plan for how to deal with things that will be coming down the road. In the most recent period of time, that group has been working on developing plans for the fall semester. And so what this plan represents is really a compilation of a number of documents and decisions that we've made over time, including some more very recent ones dealing with the fall semester and the way that we are planning on operating.
Reading through the Protect the Nest guidelines, thinking about kind of when students might be at, you know, like closest together, that kind of environment surrounding, and you know, one of those times is one of the most central to, you know, university life with the classroom and the like. So with the Protect the Nest plan, do you believe that the classroom environment is manageable at Southeast with the pandemic going on?
We believe it will be. We are part of the plans that we have developed is how to manage the classroom environment. And so we have looked at the classrooms. We have looked at the number of students. And as you may know, part of the plan actually calls for making face coverings mandatory for students and faculty and visitors, actually. So during the classes, the students will be wearing a mask. And we will be organizing the seating arrangements in such a way that we maintain the social distancing that are required. So we have looked at all that, and part of that also includes the cleaning process. So after classes, the cleaning process to make sure that when the new class comes in, that they find the room that has been cleaned, sanitized appropriately.
So we learned from the plan that if a student comes down with COVID-19, the plan is to relocate them to Dearmont if they're living on campus. In the past, there were concerns regarding air quality at Dearmont. Has that been addressed since?
Oh yeah, that's been taken care of, and there were some concerns about the quality of the air there. But we did measurements, and we had a number of studies done to make sure that we did not have any kind of contamination of the air, and that has been the result. So there's Dearmont is. It's fine to be inhabited now, and as you said, you know, we're gonna be using Dearmont this coming semester. We would not put anybody there if we were not confident that that Dearmont is able to be inhabited, you know, during the semester.
Sending students home to do online, will that be helpful in containing a large amount of cases, do you think?
Well, when you listen to the health authorities, the health officials, one of the things that they worry about is when people leave to go to another location and then come back, that increases the chances that they might actually test positive for the virus. That's just in general a principle that health officials normally go by. So the less people move around, the less chances there are that they will be exposed to the virus. So the idea behind shortening the semester in this way was to avoid having the students go home or other locations with the potential risk of getting infected and then coming back and then bringing that virus back to this community here. And so that the reason why we did this was to try to avoid that situation. And so what we did is we compressed the semester. We are not eliminating any material. The courses will be held, and the material that is supposed to be covered will be covered. And we're just compressing it in such a way that by the time we reach Thanksgiving, there will be only 1 week left of classes, and then the finals, the final exams. And so we're planning it now, before the semester even starts, to make sure that when the semester starts, the students already know, because it's going to be in the syllabus, they already know what activities are supposed to be taking place when after the Thanksgiving weekend. So it's not going to be something that we're going to be making on the fly. It's something that the faculty are working on identifying right now what kind of activities will be expected of the students. And then they also are communicating to the students the fact that there's going to be this remote testing for the final of the semester. And so this will be very different from the spring semester where we had to do that with essentially very little time to plan. In this case, it's going to be, it's being worked on right now. And we believe that the week after Thanksgiving will be much smoother, and the finals will be also will go very well in the fall semester.
What sort of things might you encourage the Southeast community to keep in mind as we go through this school year?
Well, the only thing that I think is important to keep in mind and to remind people of is that we have a plan. This means that we really are engaged in what's happening. But as you know, and as people know, things are changing on a day-to-day basis. And so some of the plans that we have in place may have to be adjusted depending on the circumstances as the weeks go by, as the days go by. And that's the only thing that I think is important. People, I hope people understand and have some patience with us, understanding that we're not just relaxing and not doing anything, but rather that we are working and monitoring what's going on and making decisions on a real-time basis to make sure that we maintain this campus as a safe environment for students, for faculty, for staff, and for the community in general.
This has been KRCU's Going Public. I'm Clayton Hester. We've been speaking with Southeast President Carlos Vargas about the plan for students to return to campus in the fall. To hear the rest of this interview, go to krcu.org.